Happy Arthur's Day. Wait, you didn't know it was Arthur's Day? Well, it is, in Ireland. Now, this holiday is unofficial. It's supposed to celebrate the anniversary of the day Arthur Guinness signed the lease on the property that became the Guinness Brewery in Dublin. But this year, some in Ireland say it's just an excuse for a giant beverage company to sell alcohol to a susceptible Irish public. The world's Clark Boyd raises a glass.
Fond of the drink. Now, I've always found that to be one of those funny yet heartbreakingly sad Irish euphemisms for being an alcoholic. And on this day, a completely trumped-up Irish holiday called Arthur's Day, it reeks even more of both funny and sad. I mean, if you believe Diageo, the company that owns Guinness, it all seems innocent enough. You simply raise a glass to the maker of the drink my father still describes as liquid roofing tar. Still, if you believe those Guinness ads, fun and friendship will automatically ensue after raising that pint.
Wherever you are in the world, and whatever you normally do, take time out this Arthur's Day and raise a glass of Guinness to good times, good friends, and to Arthur.
Now, you'd think that this has all been going on for years and years, but really, it all started in 2009. The 250th anniversary of old Arthur signing off on that lease there in Dublin. 4 years on, though, some Irish are seeing things a bit differently.
It seemed to have a historical validity, but really it's like a lot of these things. It's just a crass attempt to sell alcohol to people.
That's Sean Moncrief. He hosts an afternoon talk show on one of Dublin's most popular radio stations. Moncrief describes the Irish relationship with alcohol as unhealthy and dysfunctional.
You know, the stereotype of the drunken Irish, which of course, in Ireland, if that's portrayed elsewhere, we're very quick to object to that, but perhaps somewhat embarrassed or reluctant to address the idea that there might be something to that cliché.
We'll reinforce the stereotype on Arthur's Day. That the paddy is a gutter snipe on Arthur's Day.
But this year, there's a push to get the Irish to take a hard look at their hard-drinking selves. First, a group of doctors noted that emergency room visits and ambulance calls spike by 30% on Arthur's Day. Other researchers noted that deaths from liver disease have doubled in Ireland since 1995. Government statistics show that Irish households spent twice as much on alcohol last year as on clothing. Critics say Diageo's Arthur's Day promotions, which directly target young drinkers, aren't helping. And some big names have jumped on the anti-Arthur's Day wagon. Irish folk rockers The Waterboys penned this song.
We'll leave the streets in tatters on Arthur's Day, 'cause drink is all that matters on Arthur's Day.
The song goes on to call the whole thing an advertising scam by Diageo. That may be, says Irish law student and blogger Jennifer Kavanaugh. But
if you eat 20 cheeseburgers in a day, Ronald McDonald did not have a gun to your head saying eat them all. It's the same with Diageo. Nobody is forcing you to drink Guinness or any other brand of drink. At the end of the day, we all have to take responsibility for our actions. And if we act in a way that's completely irresponsible and drink ourselves into a police cell, then that is our own fault. It's not the fault of the people that actually make the product.
And just in case you think Jennifer's got a dog in this fight.
Now, personally, myself, I can't even stand the taste of Guinness.
It's tough, I suppose, when personal responsibility has to battle a multi-million dollar marketing effort. Irish radio host Sean Moncrief says his listeners don't quite know what to do or who to blame.
Indeed, a listener to my show texted in yesterday and said, an alcoholic is someone who drinks as much as you do, but you don't like them. And that's the problem, that everybody else has a drink problem. So you will have people who will dislike Diageo and criticize Diageo and see them as this huge corporate monster, but they'll still go to all the events that are being organized.
Confusing, right? Well, so you have an Irish folk singer like Christy Moore, who has made a living off of singing songs about Irish drinkers, rovers and brigands, calling Arthur's Day this year an alcoholiday.
It's happy, 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 happy Arthur's Day. It's a happy, happy, clappy advertising scheme. Drink sensibly.
Yeah, happy Arthur's Day indeed. For the world, I'm Clark Boyd.
As their hosannas sound a never-ending chorus, and kids get hooked on the fantasies they flash before us. At opening time.
You can see a video of Christy Moore performing that song at the World's New Digital Home, PRI.org. That's all for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Bottoms up.